Well, generally I'm in court, so I drag myself out of bed at 8 in the morning. I have to get my son up and get him to school by 9 o'clock. We go on our bicycles. And then I have to get to the underground station in time to meet Helen. On the train to court is really the only opportunity me and Helen get to go through some of the questions we're going to be asking witnesses that day and have a general chat and conference about legal matters, crammed in on the train in the rush hour. But obviously we get to court about 10:30, and then we spend the rest of the day in court apart from lunchtime, when we like to go to a local cafe, which is a cooperative cafe, vegetarian. And then after enduring the court all day, I rush back to get my son from an after-school club, try and spend some time with him at home or at his friend's house, because he's now getting to the age of 6 years old where he wants to be active and out and doing things. Yet at the same time, I've got to deal with phone calls that have happened during the day. I've got to contact people, organise my papers. And then he finally gets to sleep about 9 o'clock. And then in the rest of that time, I've got to try and do the preparations for the next day. We can only do about a tenth of what we should be doing in terms of preparation. I've got hundreds of scraps of paper with notes on, which are just lying around, buried amidst all the other paper, files that are half opened and documents and literature of all kinds strewn all over the house. I mean, they have a full-time legal team of maybe a dozen people working night and day with unlimited resources to feed their representatives in the court, who then can come out with their eloquent legalistic jargon to try and impress the judge and anyone else. But what we're doing is just trying to compile, you know, and get through the trial day by day. And the only reason, effectively, we can do that in the courtroom to be able to outclass their highly paid and highly experienced legal team is because we're telling the truth and they're not. And that's the only reason. That's what drives us on each day from the time we get up to the time we go to bed, is that we know that we're telling the truth, that we're trying to get that out to the public, and that we're succeeding.